Okay. All right. This is going to be a very intense hour. We probably won't get through all the material. We will pick it up on Wednesday if we don't. But by then, God only knows what we'll be graced with. There are a lot of things that are very important that you're not hearing about. And let me bring my partner on here. Erica, welcome back.
Hi, Jeff. Good evening.
Okay, I want to say something. I'm not speaking for Erica. She's not in this. I am. I've been in this business a long time, 28 years doing this radio program and a number of years as a television news director and anchorman before that. I've seen it all. Well, if I haven't seen it, I'd like to see it. Let's put it that way. But what I've seen in the last, 5 or 6 years, most especially in the last year or two, I guess one word would be plagiarism. We used to always give credit. If we used somebody else's work, we would mention them somehow, some way. I have never seen a more lowly assemblage of losers, creeps, frauds, phonies who steal other people's material. And that's fine. We want our material, for example. We would like our material all over the world. But it would be nice once in a while to have somebody say, and by the way, we saw it on the Rents program, or as Rents reported, whatever. But you see, that's asking too much now. So we do it knowing full well that people are going to steal and make it their own and pad their nest. And I could say something else. Oh, that would have been good, but I won't. They're basically frauds. They don't do their own research. They use other people's research, and they sew it together in their own fabric so it looks unique and original. And I have never had any time for people like that. They are scum, in my view. And I don't mind saying it. So I've said it. You know, I think all of you know, if you have listened to this program for over the past year now, week in and week out, you have heard, in most every case, the leading edge of information. This lady, sitting over to my right, 3,000 miles away, has done more brilliant research than anyone I've ever had the pleasure of working with. And without her, we wouldn't know half of what we know now. And I mean that, about what's being done to this planet. And you see others on the big platforms shilling and primping and pushing their egos around. They're frauds. And that's fine. That's the way it is. And the masses will never know the difference. But I just got to the point where I had to say something. I don't think I'm surprising any of you. Most of you are very sharp, and you get it. You see it. You see our material other places a week later, 3 days later, next day sometimes. People jump right on it. So to all of you thieves out there and plagiarists, you'll get yours one way or the other in time. Okay, enough of that. And that's not sour grapes. That's just a fact. I'm telling it to you straight. Okay, we have one of the most clever, brilliant, I got to give credit where credit's due, the people who put this whole massive global genocide program together with their bioweapon kill shot have staged this so incredibly, it's shrewd. They're now coming up with what we knew and we told you a long time ago was going to happen, and that's mass AIDS. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome. In other words, your immune system was targeted from the beginning. Your bloodstream and your immune system destroyed. What's that leave you with? AIDS. What's the average person think of when they hear of AIDS? HIV. Oh my God, I've got HIV. Well, guess what? The sons of bitches who put this all together, and I'm speaking for me, not Erica, she's a lady, knew full well that they would have to somehow deal with AIDS all over the place, which is what we're seeing now. In Germany, they found out that two shots and everybody had 12.3% of their immune system left. That's it. So they had essentially no immune system. Okay? Same thing here. When you have no immune system, the door is open, and every kind of disease, and you can die from an infected finger. You got no immune system. So how are they going to explain that away? Because people would say, Jesus, it had to come from the shot. No, they're going to probably, they're already doing it in the UK and Canada. They're blaming HIV from South Africa, which allegedly jumped on board with, I guess, the Omicron. Was that the variant, Omicron, that came out of South Africa?
So they say, yes.
So they say. All right. They're going to hang this on HIV. And if you don't believe me, you haven't been paying attention. It's going on right now in the UK. It'll spread all over Europe. It's in Canada. It'll be here. Look online for HIV home test kits. And believe me, those test kits are going to come back positive. And Erica has found out how. She figured it out. And it was brilliant. And now I'll just lead up to this by saying, you remember a couple of months ago, people were saying, oh, we found HIV. We've studied the spike protein. There's HIV in it, or mRNA. I forget which was in, but it was there. And they were claiming it was going to give people AIDS. But it wasn't the HIV. It wasn't the virus. It was pieces, proteins, that had nothing to do with getting you infected with anything. They were in there for what reason? To trigger a positive response from an HIV test kit. Now that's me sticking my neck out, but I'm sure that's why they did it. I believe this has been so well thought out of. I will stop talking now and yield to my esteemed colleague, Erica Kahn. Go to it.
Well, okay, so this has been a thing all along. They knew early on when they sequenced the virus that there were some HIV proteins mysteriously in this virus, and that's one of the first indications that they knew this was not something that occurred in nature. It didn't come out of a cave somewhere in China. It didn't come out of a wet market. It came out of a lab,
right.
A lab that had been tinkering with other viruses, HIV, and many others. And invariably, whether intentional or not, the contamination that occurs in these laboratory settings often result in the virus that's being studied acquiring some proteins of viruses that contaminated the cell culture or the cells, and they end up little fragments and sometimes intentional inserts. In any case, a group of Indians back at the beginning of, I believe it was 2020, studied the sequence that was published on this virus, and they were surprised when they identified a couple of structural proteins that were uniquely associated with HIV. And structural proteins are on the exterior of the virus. It's not the enzymatic machinery that the virus would need to reproduce itself. It's just structure. And in this case, there were three sequences associated with the GP120 protein, which is the HIV virus also has a little stalk with a cap on it, and so there's sequences of HIV somewhere in the coronavirus spike protein that are associated with that HIV protein. And then there's a fourth one known as a GAG protein, also on not quite the interior of the virus, but it's a structural protein that typically people would make antibodies to if they were infected with HIV. They make antibodies to several of the proteins if they're genuinely infected with HIV. But these are mysteriously, coincidentally or accidentally also in this coronavirus spike that people's bodies are being coerced into manufacturing when they take the vaccine. So it's quite likely that if somebody goes to take a HIV test, they're going to come up positive for one of these proteins. This is called a P24 GAG protein, and it will look like they are infected with HIV, when in fact all they really have is a marker protein to to the exterior of the virus.
It'll tweak the test.
It'll cause it to be positive. And from there, we all know what we can do with a fake test.
Sure do. Yeah. Keep going. This is very important.
Well, that's the crux of it. So we can see the next pandemic, and if people can be convinced that they have something like HIV that's causing their symptoms, then we can prescribe them cocktails of medications, treatment protocols,
AZT.
Keep them quarantined.
Get that AZT. Get Anthony Fauci's AZT out there. Yeah.
I'm sure they have more sophisticated ones now that will continue to decimate the immune system or create cancers. It's just hideous. And then, of course, if you're considered to have some infectious, contagious disease, that can be grounds for quarantining you or, taking away privileges of sorts.
Sure.
So we can see what is going on. And then, of course, plausible deniability that any of this has to do with a vaccine.
It's so clever when you think about it. They throw a few pieces of HIV in here. People go, what the hell are those in there for? We can't. And if they study it, they know you can't get HIV from it. What are they there for? They're there, in all likelihood, to trigger the tests and make them come back positive. It's the perfect cover-up for AIDS. It's not vaccine bioweapon AIDS. It's HIV AIDS. You get it? This is the cover.
Yeah, it's the cover. There's no question. The average person isn't going to be able to wrap their head around this. And really, there's no difference. I mean, the end result is the same. The immune system is crashing, and I would say it's crashing more so with this vaccine than anything HIV could ever do in this span of time.
Well said. Yeah, indeed, I agree. I've got to get my. I put out a book on AIDS, one of the first books, 1989, and I'm no scientist, but it had a hell of a lot of information in it, and what she's saying is absolutely correct. So, okay, so there you go. Keep that thought. Remember, it's not HIV. I don't care if you get a positive test. Since when do we trust tests? For God's sakes, look what they did to Carrie Mullis. And look what they did to Luc Montagnier. Just happened to die last week when they were getting ready to roll this whole HIV crap out. You think Luke might have gotten in their way just a little? I think so.
Yeah, I think he could have screwed this up for him, sure.
Just like Carrie Mullis could have screwed up the whole thing with the truth about PCR. And we have no test for COVID. We still don't. The rapid test is a joke. Just about as bad as the PCR, if not worse. I don't know. It's no damn good. This comes from doctors. And that doesn't... Give me 60 seconds on that. No one is going to tell me that most all doctors and all senior nurses don't know what's going on vis-a-vis remdesivir and the murder of countless people in the hospitals who have nothing more than the flu. They go in with a bad flu. Maybe they get bronchial pneumonia, bacterial, okay? They kill them. And they get their $100,000 bonus.
And I've heard stories in some of these practitioner groups of doctors, healthcare professionals that believe they have COVID, whatever this thing is, and they will seek a physician outside of their hospital to prescribe them ivermectin secretly. What does that tell you?
Yeah. Well, tells me they don't want to go down to their local horse store and buy a tube, so they'd rather get it pill form. Oh, man. It's
unconscionable. It really is. It is.
It's not human. All right. So there, ladies and gentlemen, is your HIV home test kit scam. So please remember it. Don't expect all of your friends to believe you, but that's the truth. Okay. How we... The idea of spreading this thing is another very, very big story. And it goes back to the Dr. Eddie, MD, self-spreading vaccine story. He's out of Johns Hopkins. Tell us about that and how vaccines are designed to spread the particular disorder they're allegedly there to fight.
Well, yeah, this is not a new concept. You know, it appeals to situations with animals, first and foremost, particularly with rabies. If you wanted to curtail a rabies epidemic, you could create a vaccine that only a few raccoons would have to eat or something and then spread it through the population. But now, because of vaccine hesitancy, they know that, well, people could be good candidates for this too. So there's been a number of studies published on this concept of self-spreading vaccines, and it's difficult seeing what we're seeing amongst the unvaxxed, you know, having symptoms around the vax as if they too had been vaccinated. That this is not something that's being employed right now. So, I mean, there's a big push right now to deny the existence of the virus or a virus or viruses in general, and there's no such thing as contagion unless your terrain is off. Well, I will tell you that the technology that they have now is designed to overcome most people's terrain. In fact, just being in the presence of electromagnetic fields puts you at increased risk of infection by a myriad microorganisms. So most people can assume they're somewhat immune suppressed just by virtue of living in the presence of these non-native electromagnetic fields that we're just bathed in now. So I really would caution people before jumping on board with this no virus idea, no contagion idea. I have to think, I mean, the absurdity of it, given that, you know, for 100 years now, we've studied these things and characterized them, and we can modify their nucleic acids at will by design to make them more or less pathogenic.
Designer viruses, remember the term, everyone? Designer
yes.
Viruses?
We can chemically synthesize them now. We can weaponize them. That's real. And if anybody's telling you there's no contagion, I have to wonder what their agenda is. Now, I could speculate that we have a certain percentage of the population right now that was smart enough not to take the kill shot. And if they could convince this group of people that there's no such thing as viruses or contagion, then these people would be more likely to mix and mingle with the vaxxed.
Let's take that thought and run with it. Now, I will have up in the news top headlines shortly a grid of 16 individuals who are lined up to, they're going to carry on all over Florida and I guess 8 or 10 different locations, okay? And they're going to make a presentation, and every one of them will say the same old thing that they've said all along. It won't be anything new. But why do you think in England, for example, all restrictions were dropped? All restrictions about isolating, about social distancing, about mask wearing. Why did they do that? You can figure that out. They want people to mix and mingle, as Erica just said. They want people in big rooms, vaxxed and unvaxxed. Why? So they can spread either spike and or mRNA, or maybe they're in there and they're being hit with some of these LRAD devices at a low level of radiation, not enough to burn their faces like you saw down in Canberra, which we'll get to in a minute, but just enough to maybe seed cancer or something, or to expedite what may or may not be going on in their bodies. We don't know for sure. But you put people of like mind together, and what do you have? You have fish in a barrel. Do you understand? That's what it is. They're putting them in a barrel. Now, I again say, with all due respect to these people, there's some very fine people in this group. There's 16 of them, and you'll see the picture. I'll have it up a little later. And they're going around 8 or 10 locations in Florida. What are they going to say that you haven't already seen or heard? Nothing to speak of. It's all been said. And much of it has been heard here first. I'm not bragging. Yeah. I'm just telling you the truth. So why would you go and put yourself in a room full of people that can easily spread or have things spread upon them that could make them sick? Is this the way they're going to try and pick up the remaining 20-30% who didn't take the bioweapon? Maybe. I'd do it if I wanted to try and pick up the rest. Think about it. Just think about it. Okay.
Yeah, I think it would be a very clever way to do it.
Sure. And number one on the list is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Number two on the list of 16 is Dr. Bobby Malone. Do you see where he's being positioned now, what we've been saying? Do you understand? He is going to be the next Anthony Fauci. He's not going to take his job. He'll take his job in the looser sense of the term. He will become the spokesman of hope. He's been saying a lot of the right things, but unfortunately he's said a lot of the things in the past that aren't right. So what turned him? Did he have a yaha moment and figure it out? Or is this another psyop? And I just go back to the simple truth that nothing of any consequence is left to chance. It's not. This is all planned. It's all by the plan, all of it. Okay. Now, what happened in Canberra? Erica, we'll go to our look. Look under guests and look under the second, Jeff and Erica, look at the second link. Click on that second link. And I want you to follow this link. It's very important. It's got all the data you'll need to understand what happened in Canberra. Go ahead.
Okay, so this was a freedom rally in Canberra, which is the capital of Australia, on February 12th, so over a week ago. And these people were singing, dancing, having fun, just fighting for their freedom.
Being people.
And they were inadvertently, or unbeknownst to them, microwaved. To the point where some of these people not only have burns on their skin, but appear to have been penetrated to their core, down to the level of the bone. And apparently this was done through LRADs. Although I don't know if there was something else that might have been sprayed. I mean, I guess the jury's still out on that. But they were at least some of them cooked in some fashion. And I wonder if these injuries are potentially lethal. I mean, this one woman, the video we played on Friday, was describing just nausea, headache, dizziness, a burning sensation, bone pain.
It's a sick woman.
I mean, that's akin to radiation poisoning that you would normally get from a nuclear blast.
Hiroshima 2.0. Exactly.
So
look at that second link. Look at the second link, and the title is very clear. What was used in Canberra to cook the protesters? Just turn up the volume to cook. And I've got a picture of the LRAD. There are a number of different units, a couple dozen altogether, but there were three or four front runners. This is the LRAD 500 XRE. And look at it. And it's even clearer. This company is very proud. It says the LRAD 500X is the U.S. Navy and U.S. Army's AHD, that's active denial, of choice for small vessels and vehicles. Easily transported, the LRAD 500X provides highly effective communication and scalable EOF capabilities. for public safety, defense, maritime, and homeland security applications. Okay? Oh, they can talk through it. It's a pretty nifty loudspeaker, but it generates EMF radiation. Okay?
Microwave specifically.
It's right there. Yep. So take a look at that. Scroll down. Erica pulled some pictures together from Canberra. You'll see one mounted on the top of a pickup truck. You'll see one mounted on the top of a very simple tripod stand that was aimed at the people. And all the cops who were operating these things were dressed in pure black. Okay? And as you see the truck pass on your right, you'll see the backside of it. And again, you can go back up to the top and see where it is in their catalog. I'm trying to buy one, tell you the truth. Call today.
It appears also now somebody's got some footage that up in Ottawa or Toronto, the police are now carrying these things in the crowds.
Sure.
So they're not afraid to use them.
Nope.
And the thing is that, you know, the injuries may not be immediately apparent. I don't think these people realized that they were being cooked at the time. You know, like a sunburn. Oftentimes it doesn't show up until later in the day or the next day.
Well, they try and pass it off as an acoustic device only to make sound, to make people uncomfortable and run away. They forget the obvious 10 year ago now demonstrations where people ran off saying their skin felt like it was on fire. Okay? Fire. And I said back then, I said, all they have to do is turn the volume up a little higher and they'll cook them. And that's what happened in Canberra. It's obvious. But look down and look at the spread. Look how they can alter the radius of the target area they're shooting for. It's not hard. They can put these in a helicopter and fly right overhead. They can carry them by hand, as you've heard Erica say. Yeah, it's right there. So why do I want one? How about home security? That's how they're selling them. Perfect home security. High-pitched warning tone. Somebody walks on your property, they're not going to want to stay around with a high-pitched tone. Okay, well, it can do that, but it can do a lot of other things as well. These people are not stupid. So take a look at the illustrations. Understand what's happening. This is war on humankind. Just another format of it.
These are all invisible weapons, and I think that's what a lot of people can't or don't appreciate right now, that the stuff they're using is, it's not guns and bullets anymore.
No. Can't see it, right? Can't hear it.
Right.
May not be able to feel it initially. Might take a couple minutes till your skin starts bubbling up. Don't laugh. These people didn't know they were being injured at the exact moment it happened. There's a delay. It's like a sunburn, just like Erica said. There is a short video here, and we want to spend some more time on self-spreading vaccines here, I think, in a minute. But let me play this.
Yeah, this is a big story.
So understand that, and I'm not saying don't go out and protest. That's your God-given right. But if you see these machines, and when you see the picture here, it's a square box. It's only about 24 by 24, and it's not that heavy. You want to stay the hell away. So if you have to move down the block, move down the block. But protect yourselves. Now, there's a short video showing the LRAD EMF radiation weapon handled by an Ottawa cop, okay? And let me see if I can get this to play. You have no idea how much goes into these programs, how much research. We're very happy to do it for you. I'm doing it for all of us. Okay. This is a very, very, very short video. Ottawa police move in on protesters And you can see this one cop, he's in black. The black cops, black dressed, every one of them, were the ones manning these walking microwave oven cook devices. Here's the video.
Also needs to go into then when this is all, you know, over, all said and done, that goes into what the strategy was here, what the, you know, that the plan was.
I'll play it again. It was 15 seconds.
What would you say also needs to go into then when this is all, you know, over, all said and done, that goes into what the strategy was here, what the, you know, that the plan was.
All right, that's just a clip so you can see how these black-clad killers are carrying these things around on their chest. They're perfectly safe behind them. The radius comes out the front. It's like, you know, say what, 70 degrees, something like that. I guess they can adjust it. It can be very wide, or they can bring it down and focus it. It's right there for you to see. We put a lot of effort. This will all be in headlines tonight. In fact, they're up there right now, in fact. Okay, so there you go. That's what they used on the people in Canberra, and God help those who are really severely burned. And I don't mean on the skin, because we think these things penetrated the entire body. There's no reason to discount that possibility. Self-spreading vaccines. Remember in the beginning when they rolled up, we're going to get the vaccine, and Trump, that fat orange pig, said, well, we're going to do it. What was his term? Warp speed. We're going to get these vaccines out there. We're going to get them out by the end of the year. Well, he did, and they started to administer them in January, February of a year ago. And look what we have now. I think we've got 5 million dead Americans minimum.
Minimum.
And wait until you see what happens when the immune system gives up. They're going to be dying of diseases you don't even have names for. And that I quote from Dr. Russell Blaylock, and I think you heard it on the program here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Self-spreading vaccines, Erica.
Well, I believe, based on observation, that these are, in fact, self-spreading vaccines. It's undeniable that the unvaxxed are picking something up from the vaxxed when they're forced to spend time with them or choose to spend time with them. What it is, we don't quite know. I think we're getting a clearer picture. It may be actually the full sequence of mRNA so that it's reproducible in the vaxxed, maybe, certainly with the adenoviral vector vaccines, which is the J&J and the AstraZeneca, those could become replication competent and start spreading that way. But either way, people produce exosomes. And exosomes are just little packets of genetic material that a cell will produce to communicate with other cells throughout the body. And they can also be shed into the environment through exhalations or secretions. And the Moderna patent says that very clearly, that the genetic material in the vaccines have been found in all bodily fluids and exhalations, either in its entirety, the mRNA in its entirety, or in bits and pieces of what they call truncated mRNA. Or RNA. We know also from the paper recently published by Stephanie Seneff and Peter McCullough that they've identified some microRNAs in the exosomes of people who have been vaxxed. And there's three in particular that are of note because they have to do with regulating the gene expression in areas of autoimmune disease, cancer, myocarditis, and so when the unvaxxed are in contact with the vaxxed, they are picking up this genetic material, and in many cases it is biologically active. I mean, certainly the spike protein is biologically active and very toxic, And then these microRNAs are also altering, conceivably altering, the genetic expression of the unvaccinated DNA. So these are not without consequence. Is it a true infection? No, but it is having an adverse biological effect on the recipient. I think the many cases of the sick dogs and cats are more evidence of that.
In England, there were four. Now, the story, the lid came down on the story real quick. There were 400, give or take, cats who died after their owners got shot up. They died within a couple of days, many of them.
Well, they were trying to blame it on pet food, but as you said, it went quiet very fast.
Yeah.
And I personally know, a couple people. One person whose cat died after she was vaxxed, mysteriously was a healthy cat, indoor cat, and just got sick and died. No apparent reason. And then a dog came down with some sort of hemolytic anemia out of nowhere. So this protein, at the very least, this protein that's being shed is toxic to all life forms. It doesn't distinguish. And then now we have a report, a social media report here, of a baby that required a blood transfusion and was obviously transfused with some very, very toxic spike-infused blood.
Mm-hmm.
And is now clotting himself and will probably die. I've got that story here.
He doesn't have a chance. This is sickening.
Let's see. I'm looking for the story.
Take your time.
I
don't know how many other stories you got. There were some sent. I'm not sure if I was able to get them all put together in time. I'm looking right now. So go ahead with this one.
Okay. This is an infant. I would say is maybe a month or two old.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors told us Alexander has a 1% chance of surviving. The MRSA infection has turned to sepsis, and the blood clot has gotten bigger, and it is inching closer to his heart. We are fairly sure the blood clot is the result of receiving vaxxed blood with spike proteins, or mRNA, since blood clots is a leading cause of death with the vaccinated. Before he received this blood, we warned them this might happen. We had done everything we could to get directed donor blood, but got it too late in time for his operation 4 weeks ago. The blood clot showed up shortly after the operation. The doctors basically laughed at us and said blood clots are really rare in babies, and vaccinated blood is, quote, super safe. Now they are backpedaling and trying to tell us it's not that rare. His skin is very yellow as his liver approaches failure. They want to make the decision to just make him comfortable and wait it out, or continue to try everything they can to save him. Please pray that God will remove the blood clot and stop the infection in his body. Also, pray for my roommate at the place we are staying. Her baby was born early and has been doing perfectly fine, but for some reason he went slightly downhill and they gave him a blood transfusion. I really don't want to see her baby get blood clots either. Okay.
Can you explain real briefly what direct blood transfusions are vis-a-vis blood bank?
Well, a direct transfusion would be that you know the donor. The donor is present and can donate the blood on the spot, and it can be used for the recipient. So this is very curious. The responses to this, I mean, people were... That was the obvious question. Well, why didn't you donate your own blood to your own child?
Sure.
Let me get the answers here. Basically, the hospital policy will not allow it.
Why? What? This? Are we talking smoking gun here? Why would the hospital have anything to say other than what would be best for the patient? And direct transfusion is obviously... look, anybody getting a transfusion from the Red Cross or any of these other organizations that sell collected and mixed blood, you are asking for trouble. Big time.
Yeah. I mean, here's your proof. They are not screening the blood supply for spikes or mRNA.
Admittedly.
Yeah. All right, here's a response. This is a crisis. It needs national attention and awareness. My best friend's son has leukemia, diagnosed in December, and they are not allowed to direct donor blood for him either. He also developed a clot after his blood transfusion. They have jumped through hoops trying to get direct donor blood for their son as well, and even hired a lawyer, but it's not fast enough. The doctors threaten them with CPS, Child Protective Services. Vitalent, the blood bank, is nationwide and supplies smaller hospitals with blood. They said they don't have enough donated blood to do direct donor blood. That makes zero sense. I heard the voicemail from the CEO. He called my friend to tell her that. This is a huge, huge problem. I also have five friends with very strange, rare blood cancers and not at all vaccinated since the toxic shots were released. God help us.
All right,
this is interesting, though, because, you know, here we have five friends with strange, rare blood cancers, not vaccinated, but showed up since the toxic shots were released. So is that an indication, again, that the unvaxxed are suffering at you know, being in proximity to the vax?
No question. None. Zero. The odds preclude it. You'll see. There'll be more and more. Evidence, the unvaxxed are coming down with cancer after being in contact with the vaxxed. Pardon me. Here's another one. This has to do with almost what you just read. Why didn't the parents donate blood? Is that permissible? Kathleen says, so sad. I was worried about this when they decided not to restrict the vaccinated from donating blood. And the next comment is, no, read my post above. This is a national crisis. Direct donor is not allowed. So you're saying that direct donors to family or friends is against the law? Why? Why do they not allow it? Makes no sense. So sad. No, not against the law, against their policy, as we heard before. The hospital says they aren't set up to take direct donors and test it, etc., like they test the other stuff. The blood bank says they can't do direct donor blood because they have a shortage of all blood. It's all smoke and mirrors and BS. The people aren't being... Those who study this figure it out. It's not hard to do. It's just not.
So. Well, there's your proof that the blood supply is toxic. It is toxic. Babies are forming clots after receiving
As soon as they get the transfusion. I have a friend who got transfused, an acquaintance, 3 weeks ago, something like that. And I just learned yesterday that the doctor has ordered this woman to go to bed and do nothing for 2 weeks and just rest. Well, I think we can all pretty well figure out where this is going to end up. She got transfused with unscreened blood. She got spiked. She probably got mRNA. And she was already sickly.
I just...
Yeah, I know. It's mind-boggling. It is.
So I mean, spike protein, we can be sure, is in there. But in whatever else, nanotech, who knows?
Oh, we don't
know. It's all in there.
We don't. Okay, modified polynucleotides for the production of secreted proteins. What's that about?
These
vaccines, is that important, or should we?
Well, that just lends to this idea that the vaxxed, this is from the Moderna patent for the mRNA vaccine, and then their admission in their patent that this genetic material, mRNA, is shed in bodily secretions and exhalations into the environment. And Pfizer made a point of saying with their trial participants that they were not to, or they had to agree to, using birth control for the duration of the study, and I think for a period of time afterwards, because they know that this is genetic right. material. It's going to have an impact on mm-hmm. potentially the sperm or egg or child.
We have cancer spreading like wildfire coast to coast, mm-hmm. and it's no surprise. The vax has destroyed the immune system of most people that took it, maybe all. Remember
Rapidly.
The CCP, the Communist Chinese Party video we played for you some weeks ago? It was a translation, and no one has stepped forward to contradict the translation at all. And the guy said simply to four or five other members of the party, it was a closed-circuit video feed, a streaming feed, he said, don't worry, all the Americans that got the shot are dead. Just matter of fact. So
yeah,
are they?
You can see.
I don't know.
You can see.
But it looks like how it could happen is right in front of us. It's right there.
You know, I think with some people it's just a faster fuse. And of course, the more boosters you get, I mean, Luc Montagnier is on record as saying that with each injection, the immune system declines by a certain percentage.
Correct.
I mean,
correct.
It's actually measurable in the white blood cell counts of the people who have been vaxxed.
Look at the Germans. Two vaccine
yep.
shots, and you're down to 12% of your immune system. And they didn't check after that, as far as we know. Could have been 5, 3, 2, could have been 0 immune
right.
system left. So this is vaccine bioweapon AIDS. It is not HIV/AIDS. They're going to try to hang it on HIV. Don't be fooled. New studies show that COVID vaccines damage your immune system, likely permanently. Oh, you think? Well, this is from Steve Kirsch. The brilliant Steve Kirsch says something we've been saying here for six months minimum. Minimum. So, whatever. It's getting out there. And he says, the vaccines are making it more likely you'll be infected with Omicron 90 days after you are fully vaccinated. God, come on. It's all misdirection. It's just disgusting.
Well, and then we have Fauci admitting that in certain cases it's not uncommon or unheard of that a vaccine could potentially make the disease worse, as happened with the RSV vaccine and the HIV vaccine.
So Dr. Fauci is now saying...
Excuse the interruption.
Okay.
Let me... this woman has a big mouth, and I had my volume up too high. All right, here's Fauci. Let's take a quick listen.
The vaccine could be... No, I'm not going to be accused of twisting anybody's words. Roll the clip.
This would not be the first time, if it happened, that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse. There was the history of the respiratory syncytial virus vaccine in children, which paradoxically made the children worse. One of the HIV vaccines that we tested several years ago actually made individuals more likely to get infected.
Say that first part again.
This would not be the first time, if it happened, that a vaccine that looked good in initial safety actually made people worse.
That's what I thought you said. So, I guess it's not misinformation.
Well, there it is. All you have to do is listen to these morons long enough, and they'll usually step on their own tongues. It's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. All right. Go ahead. Final comment.
It's a sideshow. I really, I'm out of words. I really am. I'm out of words.
Well, watch how they try to use HIV. We think this is, they're already launched it in the UK and Canada, and they've got those home test kits all over the internet. you know, do you have HIV? So you've been tipped. You know what's happening if they proceed along this line. Maybe we can derail it or slow it down. I don't know.
But, well, a lot of people are talking about it. They realize it's a game.
Good.
But
well, glad to hear
it. Not enough people, so spread the word.
Okay. Thanks, Erica. Great work, as always.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Talk soon.
Good night.
Night. All right. We have something very special coming up next hours, if most of our hours aren't special. We're going to go to Donetsk and talk to Russell Bentley. He is in downtown Donetsk now. He'll tell you where it's safer, because his home was a mile from the front line. And if you see the video at the top of the homepage, you will hear the heavy weapons being used to shoot back and forth already. The big war, he thinks, will happen in the morning. We will see. Hold on. Be right back with Russell.